بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء، وإن الله تعالى إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم، فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الترمذي. We are still in this chapter of exercising patience, that a person has to learn to have sabr, the quality of sabr in him, so that if difficulties come in his life, he can handle all those difficulties in the correct way, realizing that it is from Allah Ta'ala and to be pleased with Allah Ta'ala's decision. And of course, this does not negate that we ask afiyat from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah protects us from all difficult and hard conditions. Yesterday we read that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that with any particular banda, servant of Allah Ta'ala, when Allah wants to do good with that person who has committed guna, then Allah Ta'ala gives him his punishment for that in this dunya. And that punishment is very, very light compared to the punishment of the akhirat, which is extremely severe. So if a person has wronged Allah and difficulties come in his life, he should realize it is compensation for his sins, and he should tolerate them and bear them also with great sabr and with great fortitude. And when Allah Ta'ala withholds his punishment from a person, then Allah Ta'ala takes him to task on the day of Qiyamah, which is very, very difficult. All the difficulties of the world put together is not equal to one drop of the difficulties of the akhirat. So that was the subject matter of yesterday which we read, and then in there it comes further now, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the greatest reward is with the greatest of difficulties. That is, now not necessarily because of the sins of a person, but when Allah puts a person to hardships and difficulties, Allah tests that person. It is not as a punishment for his sin, but as a test from Allah Ta'ala. And the more greater the test, the more greater the reward from Allah Ta'ala. Just as we can understand, if a child in grade 1, what each test is, and what when it passes, what does it get? And a child in grade 10, 12, for example, the sacrifices, the efforts are also much more greater, and this dunya's benefits are also much more. So just like that, the more test that comes to a person, the more the greater the reward. But further it is said, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ إِذَا حَبَّ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. And when Allah Ta'ala is pleased with a nation, then Allah puts them to test and trials. Like the greatest Allah was pleased with was Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the most difficulties that anyone has gone through in this world, I went through those difficulties. And because of that, the greatest rewards will come in the akhirat. Similarly, the sakarat and the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also with great difficulty. And with sabr on all that, we cannot imagine the rewards Allah Ta'ala is going to give. So when difficulties come and Allah loves a nation, a person, Allah puts him to tests and trials, then Allah Ta'ala gives him also accordingly the very great rewards in the year after. But this is conditional too. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. When these trials and tribulations come, and a person is happy with that, he is satisfied, it's from Allah, and he accepts it as such, then for that person is the pleasure of Allah, the great pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And this does not negate that a person, for example, will take treatment, whatever medical treatment, etc. That a person will make dua that, Ya Allah, you give me afiyat, you save me from these difficulties. But yet he is not complaining that, why have I been singled out? I don't deserve this. why has this problem come to me? He doesn't have that attitude. He's happy it is there, but to take treatment, etc., to make dua, etc., does not negate it either. However, there were those great and pious people who did not even take treatment in such conditions, and not even dua, in that in which condition Allah keeps me, I'm happy in that condition. That requires an extremely high level of iman and contact with Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, woman sakhifa falahu sukhtu. And a person who becomes displeased with it, and he's unhappy and he's complaining, why has this happened to me? Why is this problems for me in my life, in my family, etc.? Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wrath descends on that person. So what difficulties come, we should endure them patiently. And for all this is that we have to learn all the great qualities of iman. Amongst them is sabr also. And we have been taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we ask for afiyat in all matters. That in all our matters Allah makes it easy and comfortable for us. But if any difficulties do come and we have got sabr, we will be able to handle the situation very well, and in fact we will come out more better, and we will get greater, more better in this world, and greater rewards in the akhirat as well. And if we don't have that sabr and difficulties come, then a person makes life, so to say, hell for himself also, for all around him, his family members, he's complaining, he's moaning, he's shouting, screaming, he's going into all types of moods, etc. And Allah is also unhappy with that person. So Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to acquire the qualities of iman, for which an effort has to be made, that these qualities come within us, and then we will be able to live comfortably and successfully in this world and the akhirah. May Allah in His great mercy and kindness grant it to all of us.